Katie Hunter from MMA UK. I'm here with the dentist, Darren Stewart. Hi, Darren.
Hello.
I won't keep you too long today because you're always so generous with your time with me and I really appreciate it, but I can't let you have another fight and not talk about it.
Yeah, it's got to be done. It's got to be done.
So you're fighting on Friday the 18th of October in Boston. They got you back out in the States again.
I don't even question it now, man. I just get on with it.
They must love you out there.
They must do, but they don't show it sometimes, you know. I get loads of boos and stuff, so.
So this time you're fighting Darren Wynn, and he's a guy that you two kind of arranged your own fight.
Yeah, we had a little bit of banter. Yeah, had a little bit of banter online, man. It's funny. I like a little cussing match, man. He's a confident guy. I'm a confident guy. I'm just going to have a scrap. That's how it goes, man.
How do you expect the fight to go? Because I know we spoke a little bit at Cage Warriors London when you were still trying to get the fight and you were talking about holding his head and windmilling him.
Still gonna do that shit. Still gonna do that, man. But like I said to you before, the last one with Bevon, just gonna have fun, man. Just touch and move.
Yeah.
I fight better. I mean, I know people wanna see you stand and have a war and smash each other's face in. But end of the day, they go home back to their jobs and we can just get fucked up and end up in hospital. And it's just so long. Yeah. Like, there's a time and place to do it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it won't happen. I might do it second round. I might do it first round. I might do it third round. But I'm a better fighter when I just touch and move and dance and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I know my last fight, people were booing and stuff like that. But they don't know what they're seeing. Do you know what I mean? Like, what you saw in my last fight, was a proper game plan went to plan, you know, proper tactics. I'm looking to do the same, a bit different as well. Bit more movement, bit more dancing and stuff, and just have fun, to be fair.
I love the wrestling that you...
Yeah, go on.
Sorry, I love the wrestling that you implemented in the last fight. I thought that looked, like, just really high level.
Yeah, I've been working a lot. I'm still doing it now. Still training hard in the grappling side of things. So, people take this fight game too serious, man. And then, well, not, what should I say? People say fans, trolls, fans, they take it too serious. And then us as fighters, we feed off that and then we get too serious. It's a loving sport, man. Do you know what I mean? It's all about respect.
Yeah.
Like Khabib said the other day, it's all about respect, bro. You know what I mean? Go in there and just have fun and do you. And I fight better like that. I don't know how Darren fights. How we prepared, but I fight better just being happy and flat on my feet. So that's how I'm gonna fight.
So in your mind, the banter between you guys is just that, like, kind of friendly banter, like having a laugh, and you don't really have ill will towards him.
No, man. I mean, I don't take it personal, man. I mean, I don't know if he's taking it personal. I don't think he is, but it's just the hype of the fight. You know what I mean? It's just. I just until you see me, in school, you have to be good at fighting and cussing. So I'm not one of them fighters. I'm not one of them fighters just to sit there and take it. You know what I mean? So when he cusses and he calls it out, I want to retaliate. And then a few times, people were making it sound like I'm underestimating him. Hold on, how can I underestimate him? He come from a good gym. He's a good high level wrestler. Do you know what I mean? How do I underestimate him? He called me out. He's trash talk about me first. I've bit back now, I've retaliated, and now I'm looking at the bad person saying that, don't underestimate him, maybe we can do this and that to you and take you down, but I just say, well, whatever, man, fuck him, do you know what I mean? Like, that's my attitude for this one, man, F him, bro. He's going to cuss me, I'll cuss him, I'm not taking it personal, hope he ain't taking it personal, going to go there, have a fight, I win, shake hands, end of the day, done.
Like, yeah.
Move on to next one. This game is not a long. It's not a long game. Do you know what I mean? It's not a long lifetime in this game, man. It's very, very short. So why are you stressing yourself getting personal? Do you know what I mean? Just fight. Do your thing. Go home. That's me, man.
I was really glad that, like, this came up and he called you out and stuff, because, like, it got you back in there straight away. Like, for my liking, you were quite a long time between your last fight and the one before. I just really wanted to see you back in there. So I'm glad that this one's come around a bit quicker.
Yeah, I'm happy it came around quicker as well, man. Could have been quicker than quicker. I thought I did want to go on that Abu Dhabi one, but that was a myth. That wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Everyone chatting at Copenhagen. Not gonna happen. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I don't really have no say. Do you know what I mean? I just got to sit there and wait.
Yeah.
He's just coming to UFC. Had one fight. He calls me out. He gets it. I don't know the ins and outs about it, how it works, but I'm not gonna moan. A fight's a fight. A top 10 guy could call me. I'm gonna fight. A journeyman can call me. I'm gonna fight. It don't matter. Yeah. I'm just gonna fight. So I'm done just trying to call. I don't do that stuff. You know me anyway. I don't do that stuff anyway. This is the first time people see me bite back, but I've never had no one cuss me, so I'm gonna bite back. So everyone thought Darren's a trash talker. I'm not a trash talker. I just, if you say something to me, I'll give it back to you. Learn your mum used to tell you in school, if someone hits you, hit them back. That's just how it goes.
I want to come in onto that in a minute because I want to talk about your son going to school and like you giving him advice. But we'll come on to that. But I just think this storyline wrote itself once you two were going back and forth, and it was pretty funny, the stuff you were saying. I'm just glad there's a bit of a storyline. But am I right in saying this is only your second fight as a full-time athlete?
Yeah.
So what is that like? How much of a difference does it make to you?
What, as in being a fighter? Yeah, big difference, man. I'm training every day. I'm covering every area. I'm covering all areas every day. I've brought in a nutritionist now who does that proper nutritionist, and I brought in a proper S&C coach. And they're just making me a beast, man. I'm cutting weight and I'm having fun. And he's making me strong. You might see me post stuff on Instagram anyway, what I'm doing.
Yeah.
They're just making me into like some machine. So imagine this, yeah. Put it like this, yeah. We were talking about it the other day. I win some, I lose some, right? And they've both been, both of them people have struggled against me. Both of them, whether it's a win or loss, they've struggled against me.
Yeah.
And I wasn't full time and I wasn't even doing all this work I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I fought Bev when I went full-time. Well, I think about 3 months I was probably full-time for. And that fight there, I didn't even go 100%. I was down at 60%. I was having fun in that fight. And
yeah.
I did what I did to get the win. And I didn't even bring these guys in yet, this conditioning coach and nutritionist. And now what they're doing to me, it's just a madness. It's like, what is that? It just tells you. What did that tell about the standard? That's in there. Like, I'm knocking people out of a jab, yeah, right? And I'm not even doing this type of training yet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's amazing how I got to UFC, how I did without any help. Like, me and my friend Mo, like, we just done our own research and we worked in it together and we got there. And think about it, when we got there with our own research and people struggled with us.
Yeah.
Win or lose, they struggled with us. And now I brought in professionals, yeah? Oh, it's game over, man. It's game over.
So but you've always...
Go full-time definitely has helped.
You've always looked ripped. So, like, what have they... Have they changed much? Like, has the nutritionist changed up? You're eating much?
Being ripped don't really mean nothing. I mean, you could be fat. You could be fat and still be fit. Do you know what I mean? That was just down to... I don't know, like just not eating properly. That's what it was. That's eating properly. But anyone can be ripped, but is that condition? Can that rippedness take a punch? You know what I mean? Can my body hold, I don't know, like a red zone for a certain amount of time in a round? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, I'm not saying I was ripped and I am fit in it. You know what I mean? But being ripped don't really mean nothing. You know what I mean? You can have a fat guy who's fit. You can have a fat guy who's got loads of cardio. Do you know what I mean? It's not about access. Inside, you know what I mean? So they've changed. Now, where we brought in sports science, I never knew about sports science before. I just, like I said, me and my mate Mo just did our own research with Google and YouTube and got to UFC. And the people that beat me and the people that I won against, still struggled. And we didn't have any sports science. Now I've got the sports science involved. It's a mad thing. It's crazy.
And what about rehydration-wise? Do you find having a nutritionist on board has changed how you felt post-weighing?
Yeah, definitely, man. Post-weighing, wait, I ain't, this is my first time using them.
Okay, you didn't use them for the fight before?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to say to you. So what I did with Bevon, right, I didn't have this professional S&C coach, and I didn't have this professional nutritionist. I still had my mate Mo, who we learned from scratch. The only difference is we went full time, which helped, and I did that to Bevon, and I was only 60%.
Wow.
Now I've got these guys in. Check my Instagram, man. You see what I've been working on anyway. It's crazy, man. So I'm looking forward to the next one, man. Right now, I'm just mad fit.
Are you noticing a difference in training? Do you feel like when you're sparring, you can just go for longer? And
100%. I'm a lot. Like, I've always been. The thing is, I've always been strong, always been fast, you know, powerful and fit. But when you get numbers involved, you actually see where you're going.
Yeah. Like,
there's no guessing game. When sports science is involved, you know you're getting fitter and you're peaking at the right time. Like before, I never had all this. So it was a guessing game. Yeah, I was getting fit, but was I getting fit too early? Or was I getting fit too slow? Or was I'm peaking up there and then I'm feeling down? Like shit, do you know what I'm saying? Now, we've got numbers involved. You know what I mean? Sports science involved. Doing a lot of testing and stuff. I'm just gradually going like this.
Yeah.
I'm just keep going up and I'm happy. And my weight's dropping as well at the same time. If I tell you, man, a lot has changed, man. When I met this nutritionist, I told him
who is the nutritionist?
A guy called Tom. My S&C coach, Ricky, brought me into him. Right. And he's been doing it for years, And it works with a lot of fighters as well. And when I told them guys what I was doing and the amount of calories I was on, and when I'm using monitors now, you know, the monitor thing, see how much you're burning, like, it's actually sad. Like I was killing myself. Do you know what I mean? I was really killing myself, and I was enjoying training, but I wasn't enjoying training now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and my friend Mo, we just practiced from the get-go. I mean, we just went on Google and YouTube, and we still got the UFC. This is what I'm saying. People still struggle with me. I never had sports science, do you know what I mean? And I told them stuff like the Matt Caddies I was on. Say hello then.
Hello.
Hi.
Just sneaking in the room. I told him, the amount of calories I'm on, they said, what are you doing? And when I look at it now, for example, I was on I used to be on 1,600 or 1,700 calories. And when I saw how much I can burn in one session, now with numbers, I'm burning 1,500 in one session. I do three sessions a day. So... And I'm not eating that much. It's crazy, man. But I don't want to bore you with all the numbers and that. But you get what I'm trying to say, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
I'm looking forward to the next one because now the numbers involved, you know what I mean? So we're going to see what's really going to happen next fight.
I think you're going to feel amazing for this cut and the rehydration afterwards. I can't wait to see this version of the dentist in there.
Yeah, man. I mean, you saw me dancing before. You're going to see me dancing even more now. it's just an amazing feeling, going to a fight and not being pressured by your cardio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You really got pressure fighting someone. Why should you be pressured with your fitness and I'm scared to go first round because I ain't got no fitness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or I'm scared I'm not going to make weight. When these things are covered, all I've got to do is enjoy it now.
So one thing I always tell everyone is you're one of the people they should follow on social media. You mentioned it earlier about following your journey, but I feel like the fans really get to know you, and that's why people love you, because they can see into your life, and you know, you put up all kinds of stuff. I love your commentary on TV shows. Especially Love Island. I want to get your thoughts on the fact that Amber and Greg have split up, Darren.
Yeah. It's a joke. It was a joke thing, anyway, man. The whole thing was a joke thing, man. He done his thing, innit? He came, got his money. I'm surprised he even split it. But you know what it was, Either way, it's not a loss because he's got money anyway. But he split it because he thought, I don't look bad. He just came to the house. He don't want to take our money. Yeah. So let me just try and split it instead of fans behind my back. You just broken up with her. She still look like a dickhead. You know what I mean? But he's got money, so I can't argue. He got the money. He done his thing. You know, no one can't say nothing. He's got 25 bags. You know what I mean? In the bank, tax free. So cool.
It's easier than fighting, right?
Oh, easy, man. I'll do that any day. Yeah, easy, man. The missus won't let me, but I'll do it any day she lets me, man. Easy.
And what was happening on Judge Rinder today? Because I saw that up there as well.
Yeah, my friend, man. My friend from work, he was watching it. And then he done a video. I said, nah, this is funny, man. Kiss your teeth. Oh, this is, I've got to post this, man. It was funny, man. I didn't even watch it, to be fair, but he posted it, innit? He recorded it and sent it to me. You know, I like it. I said, nah, I've got to show the world. You know what I'm liking my posting. I've got to show the world.
I love it. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
And I also love the post about your family. We can see your son there. I see he started school this week, and that's what I wanted to come back to. Your advice to him, and just, like, you know, standing up for himself at school. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, like, it must be scary as a parent. Like, there's a lot of bullying and stuff.
Scary, man. It's scary just to have a kid in this generation. Seriously. Yeah. And nothing you could do. All you can do is just pray. You know what I mean? You got to do the best you can. Raise him and then let him be. I can't control what he's going to do when he's older. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right now, things are going well. God willing, I mean, things are going well. And then it's scary letting him go, though. I remember yesterday when he was born. Do you know what I mean?
And, yeah, gone fast, right?
Yeah, now he's going to big school. It's like, what's going to happen, man? But I tell him, innit? Anyone hit you back. Hit him back, innit? Innit? Tell him, nod. So, yes, see? So anyone hits him, hit him back straight. And then when I swing it out, we just call daddy, I'm coming down there, so it's long, right?
Yeah, I think they'd be crazy to mess with the junior dentist.
Yeah. Yeah, tell him, say it then.
No.
He can say, yeah, punch him in the face. Yeah, that's how it goes. Only when they hit you, though.
That's the important bit.
Yeah, and no hooks in that. I teach them hooks in as well and take the back. And if they choke as well, like, tap, like, go on, put on daddy, go on, show them. Do the choke on me, go on. He's going to show you now quickly, watch.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. Lock it in.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And he's so bony, man. So it's like, I'm not even joking about it. That choke is tight. I said to him, if that ever happens, innit, yeah, if someone taps in it, I'm not going to tap in school, because they know about tapping, just don't do it at all. That's like emergencies, like, that's like...
Yeah, you know what I mean? I've had my own incidents with that.
Yeah, but apart from that, I just say the basic. Anyone hit you, hit them back, or tell the teacher, that's it. That's all you can do, you know?
Yeah. So is he doing jiu-jitsu or anything at the moment? You're going to get him involved in martial arts?
He's in a lot of things, man. He does football, he does swimming, and he does jiu-jitsu, but he does the... There's just a traditional jiu-jitsu where it originally come from. The original one, yeah.
The Japanese one,
proper one. There's one around the corner, they started doing that.
Yeah.
And then when he's five, I want to get him into Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So
yeah,
just to get him to do something now, isn't it? Like, he ain't gonna be there for long.
Yeah.
Not bad. I didn't know about jiu-jitsu too tough. You know what I mean? Like the original one. You know what I mean? Everyone knows about the BJJ one, but he does the traditional one, which
That's
is good.
That's how Bisping started out.
Yeah, so no one ever talks about it. Everyone just knows BJJ now. So it's good that he does it, because I can go and learn and learn myself about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when he hits five, I've got to pull him out, man. I've got to bring him to what we do. You know what I mean? I've got to bring him to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So, but he's loving it now. Like I said, he's swimming, he's football, and he's doing that traditional Jiu-Jitsu. He dances at home, things, all that stuff, you know, so.
Yeah. And would you ever have your kids in your fights? Because, like, if they ever let you in the fight in the UK, but, like, Max Holloway always brings his mini blessed with him. Would you have your kids there?
Of course. I've took him to one, innit? There's a show to fight on called Killer Cam. And Killer Cam, they always invite me. Yeah, they always invite me down to their shows. And one time I bought him and he liked it. Took him to a show. But you know how UFC are, man. I mean, you've got to be known, innit? Like,
yeah.
Right now... Well, I know I will say I'm nobody. I'm not going to say, you'd be like, no, you are somebody. So,
you are.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though. Like, they won't do it, man. I don't bother ask, like, right now. There's no point. Like, you know how it works, innit? Like, I could win, and then they still let you go. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you just never know what you're going to get. Do you know what I mean? But I'm thankful for UFC still keeping me now. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
If I get to that level, yeah, I'll bring them, definitely. I'll bring them.
You signed a new deal with them, didn't you, Darren?
Yeah.
So, you know, they must not be thinking of cutting you anytime soon.
No.
I know they can change their minds at the drop of a hat, but they wouldn't have re-signed you if they didn't have plans in mind.
Of course not. I think they see what I'm like outside the cage as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I've had major ups and downs. My record is so crazy right now. Yeah, it's just like... I think that's why I'm just so comfortable. There's no pressure on myself now. Yeah. I just go in there and I fight. If I win, I win. If I lose, I lose. If you keep me, keep me. If you don't, you don't. Like,
yeah.
And it's a weird one to say. I don't want to say it's good, but you know what I'm saying? It's not like there's no pressure on my back.
Yeah.
No more, you know what I mean? So I believe they still like me. Do you know what I mean? But I would go in there as this is the only fight I've got on my contract. I don't go in there thinking four fights. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I just think in there, go in there, do I need to do this is one fight, then we do the next one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people put pressure on themselves. Yeah, I've got four fights. Let's get through this one. So I've got three more. But then they let you go. Oh, what happened? Well, read a small print. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's true. But you're pretty entertaining. So I think you're a person they're going to want to have around for a while. And also the fact that they put you on this card. This card is a pretty epic card for a non-numbered event. Like, so the headline is Weidman and Reyes. And then you've got Zabita's co-main. Like,
I love that.
And then Eric Spicy's on the card, which is cool because you two have both beaten him.
Yeah, I was having a chat with Eric as well, man. Like,
He's a nice guy, right?
Yeah, I like that guy, man. Yeah, he's cool, man. So hopefully I can do some training with him out there as well. So
yeah,
he's been in there as well with him. So he can tell me what I need to work on or what needs to be done. So, I mean, me and Eric had a little war. And beat him second round, but he went to war three rounds with Deron. And
he had a savage cut on just a few days' notice for that fight, didn't he?
And he still went three rounds.
Yeah.
Like, you can't put a guy look, Eric, love you if you see this, it's nothing personal, yeah. But you can't put a guy away, yeah, who had took a fight couple weeks' notice, right? You can't put a guy away.
Yeah.
You had, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say no more because obviously MMA's MMA, you can get caught, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
talk, yeah, when you couldn't even do that. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying anyway, so yeah.
I do. And obviously, the fabulous Meatball Molly's on the card as well, who you must know well from the Cage Warriors days.
Yeah. My girl Meatball, man, she's so cool, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, she hyped me up during fight week as well, man. Like, this last fight I had. She'll message me during the week. So we're signing posters, yeah, come sign posters, get the fuck on it, and then it's getting close to the weigh-in now, let's do this, go hit some pads. Like, she always messaged me, so then when she had her last fight, I did the same.
Yeah.
I messaged her, you know what I mean? Yeah, she's a cool girl, man, I like her.
Well, I really wanted to be at this event because you're both on the card, but it's Cage Warriors Academy the next day, and I just can't find a flight that gets me back in time, so... Sadly, I'm going to have to watch this one from the sofa, but I'm wishing you all the very best of luck and skill. You're not going to need luck. Best of skill.
Thank you.
I'm just so excited to see you back in there, man.
Yeah, I just can't wait to touch and move, man. Just bounce and have fun, man. Like, how can you not have fun with this? Like, I never used to see this because I put too much pressure on myself.
Yeah.
I used to go in there thinking what the fans want to see. Go in there and have a pub fight and all that. Do you know what I mean? And it's good, yeah, but it's like a 50-50. It's like you might win, you might not, and at the end of the day, you're injured. That's not me. I came from Taekwondo. You know what I mean? I came from Taekwondo, point scoring, touch and move. You know what I mean? That's where I came from. So why go into UFC and change?
I think there's plenty of people who appreciate your style as well. And, you know, one of the most amazing fights that I've ever seen live was Cody Garbrandt beating Dominic Cruz, where, like, that was just all about movement and skill.
Yes.
Everybody loves Wonder Boy, and Wonder Boy is all about the movement. Like, definitely those wars where, like, people take an insane amount of damage are brilliant, but that takes years off of people's careers. And, you know, there's other styles that excite the fans as well.
That, not say I don't love it, I love them wars. Some people don't love the wars, so I'm not that person. I do love it. There's time and place for it. You know what I mean? There's time and place for it. So, but like, I never had that kind of war in my last one. Like, people were booing me and stuff like that, but then the guy was backing up. So what do you want me to do? Run and listen to your boos. Run and do something crazy, then I might get knocked out. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. It's not going to happen. I'm changed as a fighter now. I've grown as a fighter now. That's the old Darren. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think as you get more mature as a fighter, you've got to learn to switch the crowd off and, you know, like,
do what gets
the win rather than whatever the crowd are wanting you to do.
It's so much easier fighting in hostile territory. People don't believe this, man, but I don't know you. You don't know me. You don't like me. I don't like you. You're not in my country. So I'll just switch you off easy. Your hometown, might be a bit different. You're like, oh, your hometown guys are booing you. I don't know. But fighting away, I know I'd be moaning about it. They keep sending me away. But they must see that he does quite well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I can't moan, man. You guys are booing me? Okay, cool. I love it. I don't want you to cheer me. I don't want you to cheer me.
Yeah.
But then I might get too confident and stuff, and you know what I mean? I like a bit of pressure, a bit of anxiety, you know what I mean? You need that. You need that, man.
Brilliant. Oh, I'm so excited for this one, Darren. Thank you so much for your time. Finally, will you tell me what you put in your shakes?
Now, that would be telling. No way. I'm sorry. When I retire, I'll tell you.
I bet the nutritionist knows.
He don't know either. I know he does, actually. Yeah, he does. He asked before I started with him. He got asked what I'm taking. Yeah, he does. So. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you to you and the mini dentist.
Say bye.
Mini dentist, who do we fear?
Nobody. He said it.
Yeah,
said
well
it.
Done. Thanks so much for your time, Darren.
Thank you.
Speak to you soon. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.